Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Welcome to the weekly conversation. I'm your host, Kyle, with a Tuesday edition. What a glorious day, I'm telling you what. Well, it depends. If you're a liberal, it's not, because North Korea is not going to bomb us. I mean, I know you really wanted that to happen, to blame Trump. The economy is tanking. No, it's not. So you can't blame Trump for that. Immigration is having issues that's been going on for long time, so you try to blame Trump, but that ain't working. He won the election, so you have to move on. You don't want to make America great, then leave. North Korea at this time of the year usually like bashes and goes off on America, and well, they're actually handing over remains of American soldiers to the U.S. They're actually stopping their anti-American propaganda. What a concept.
I wish America would.
Yeah, I wish America would be more pro-America like North Korea is trying to be. And look, I mean, folks, they're going in the right direction. We don't know. Is this for real or is this a charade? I don't know, but I'd rather have that than the other way around. Oh, but don't worry. We got Maxine Waters sitting there talking about how she's going to, go after, harass Trump supporters and harass mainly Trump administration people. And there's all these restaurants that are like, oh, well, our dress code doesn't allow Make America Great stuff. And I love to go up to that guy. Yeah, I was going to donate. I was going to come in here and spend about $20,000 on dinner, but I'll go somewhere else. Yeah. See, we have a choice. They have a choice to not let someone in. That's a Trump supporter, and we have the right not to patronize their business and not spend money at their place. In Chicago, during a traffic stop, 1,500 pounds of marijuana was seized. Yeah, they're going to burn it without masks. And that's probably only like 50 pounds of it. The rest are going to keep for themselves. There was a thing in Indianapolis where, again, somehow, like 10 pounds of weed or something, or 100 pounds of weed or something, got shipped to a wrong address. I mean, how can that not get to someone that's like a smoker? How does that not get misdelivered to a smoker?
You would never hear about it.
No. You would never hear about that. You wonder how often that happens. Where, like, there's a guy like Tommy Chong that gets misdelivered like 10 pounds of pot, like, woohoo! I know, I'd be like, yes, sir. Oh, wow. Yep, I tell you. I want to get into, because when they had Jordan King Alabala II was there having meetings with Trump, they drilled him on immigration. And like you said, this is bad policies that have been going on, and we need to fix this. And it's funny how there's lots of crap going on that's been going on for a long time, and Trump's trying to fix it, and they don't care. Harley Davidson is going to get hit really hard with EU tariffs, and it's going to make their bikes be about $2,200, like between $6,000 and $31,000. I mean, 6% and 31%. The tariffs are going to increase. And the bikes are going to go up. Wow. The EU is implementing tariffs. Gee. Oh, but we can't do that. How dare. China, we have to pay tariffs to buy stuff from China. But if we want to give them something, oh, there's no tariff on our goods. that much, much more, folks, and welcome to the program that I hope you feel a part of. And James 1:5, if you need wisdom, ask your generous God, and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking.
You need bifocals.
No. Got a cracked screen.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I don't need no octofocals or whatever my producer was telling me about. I probably should have gotten the bifocals, but I'm like, I always thought that thing was an age thing.
Even though your wife has had them for a while.
No, I didn't realize, but no, when you went to Lens Crafters, I found out they're like 5-year-olds that have bifocals. Yeah. I always thought it was an age thing. I didn't know it was something that, like...
Think you're old, so you didn't want to get bifocals. Anyway.
I thought I could just get by. I thought a lot of it, honestly, I thought a lot of it was like my super scratched up lenses. But hey. I'm getting old, whatever. Yeah. It's hard to believe. Tomorrow should be our 3rd month anniversary. If my producer still wants to be with me. Which I know that's a 100% yes. I know she gives me crap. I know I say things on the air inappropriately and get her pissed off. But hey, that's when I was trying to make some cheap laughs. I'm moving on. Well, okay. I could. Never mind. I'll just get on. Cause I. Anyways, folks. As you all know, like 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 months ago, way to go, Trump. Okay, North Korea. When are they gonna bomb us? They're gonna bomb us. Oh my God, they're gonna bomb us. They're gonna. Oh my God. Great. That SOB Trump. He's gonna get us all bombed. Well, what are we gonna do? He's gonna bomb us. Oh, they're gonna bomb us. Oh, North Korea's gonna bomb us, and now it's, gee, now they're looking at disarming themselves. They're trying to, what it looks like they're going in the right direction to try to make amends. They're handing back American citizens. If dead soldiers from the Korean War being given back to America, if that's not a sign of trying to go in the right direction, I don't know what is. I'm still siding with caution because I don't know what to make of it because they're not that, but look what they're doing. Look at the show of faith they're showing us. Only if the liberals gave this country and its president the respect that many other countries do. Liberals don't care. They don't want this country. They don't want this country. They actually said it come out point blank. I want this country to fall apart so that we can blame Trump. Well, what do you mean you want this country to fail? If you want this country to fail to make Trump look bad and you can blame him, then you're just telling me straight to my face that you know he's doing something great. Because if he's not doing something great, then you'd be saying, we need to blame Trump because the country is falling apart. They can't say, blame Trump because the country is falling apart, because it's not falling apart. It's doing great. That's why they have come out and they have said point blank, well, I hope this country falls apart and has mass chaos so we can blame Trump. So you're going to blame Trump for a freaking bunch of liberals that have come and riot and protest because they're not having their way because there's no free college, there's no free everything, there's no free ride. You got to earn your living. There was a time, tough times created tough people, which created great times. Good times create weak people that just expect everything to, oh, this is great. I don't have to do anything. Wow. No. No. Never seen like that guy, and I say this story a lot, like that guy in the pizza parlor in Philadelphia in Norristown. He's like, can you tell me what you saw in those when you came into work with the trees? What did we plant new ones? Did you have them trimmed? What'd you do, Dad? Son, there's no money growing on them. You gotta earn it. You in this entitlement society that just think everything's supposed to be given to you. Get to work, earn it. And of course he comes up to me and goes, Well, here's the thing. If I was up here helping you, he'd be mad that the trash isn't being taken out. So I take out the trash and he's mad that I'm not helping you. I can't be in two places at once. I can't win. So, you know, that's the Italian mentality, you know. But it's just one of those things that we live in. You know, North Korea is actually showing massive... I was skeptical. I was really, really skeptical about North Korea and the DPRK until they started handing over and giving us U.S. soldiers in the Korean War to have back home. Then I'm like, wow, okay. That's if that's not a show of faith, if, you know, but... The liberals don't want to touch that because that's something good about Trump. I mean, you can't get, I've only heard of a handful of liberals that have come out and say, hey, Trump's done something right here. Most of them don't want to touch it because they don't want to actually admit that, hey, oops, we were wrong. Chicago police fined 1,500 pounds of pot during a traffic stop.
1,500. Holy.
Yeah, 1,500 pounds. There's a picture of a dog with all this weed around him. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You know how, oh my. You know why it's valuable? Because it's illegal. If you legalize that crap and mass produce that stuff, some of these strains, you could get stuff, you could get decent weed for cheap. And that dog's like, can you burn some? I wonder if they have like drug cats.
I know our cat don't like the smell.
I mean, that'd be hilarious. Have like a drug sniffing cat. He'd be like, man, can you burn some more of that stash, man? I want to get high and stare at the window and look at stuff.
Catnip, yes.
I might have to give my cat some tonight. But it's just nuts. I mean, that's just, I mean, you're not, until, it, what did they say? It has an estimated $10 million street value. When are people in this country going to wake up to realize, okay, that 1,500 pounds of pot is probably about a 70th of the percent of pot that's in Chicago alone. That's not Illinois. That's not Indiana. That's not Michigan. That's not Colorado. When are they going to realize, well, we need to crack down on drugs? Well, okay, since when has cocaine ever been truly legal in the past, like 30 years? No, it's a controlled substance, just like heroin, just like methamphetamine, just like PCP. And guess what, folks? It's been here by the tons. When are they going to wake up and realize that they're never, ever, ever going to get these subs, just legalize them and regulate them and control them. Okay? Regulate and control them. People, tobacco use is plummeting. Why? Because people know it's dangerous. I mean, how many people are honestly going to sit there, oh, thank God that heroin's legal, now I can shoot up. Let me get my belt out. I need a syringe, honey. I'm going to shoot up. They just legalized heroin. It has to be safe now. Are you kidding me? No. But that's how this world works, you know. Oh, we just got to put more regulations on drugs because, trust me, folks, people are still going to be able to get pain pills. People are still going to be able to get drugs. If there is a demand, there will be a way. But most people don't care. Most people don't care. That's the problem in this world. Oh, we just need to ban it. We just need to, no, banning it, I think, makes it worse. Banning it makes it worse, but people don't want to talk about, you know, oh, it's dangerous. It's, marijuana is not dangerous. It's not deadly. It's been researched more than Tylenol and Advil, but no one wants to talk about it. Pharmaceutical companies don't want to talk about it because guess what happens? You leave, because they'll lose lots of money if you legalize it. They'll lose loads of money. But who cares? Right here, $10 million street value and all that weed. $10 million, but no, but now, oh, it's dangerous. No, no, that's $10 million. Do the math on 5% tax. Do the math on that 5% tax and tell me how much that is. That's a lot of money, and they don't, that's revenue that they're going to lose. They're going to lose that revenue. That's why they don't want to, that's why they don't want you to legalize it. Why don't they legalize it and tax it and look at how much money they'll make? They don't want to. That's what's happening in a lot of the states around these parts, is you're having people that are waking up to realize, wait a minute here. We legalize pot like Colorado did, and look at, they're not having issues. They're not having near the issues. I mean, Oklahoma might be the next state to have medical marijuana.
Arkansas has medical now.
Mm-hmm. They're starting to see that there's all this stuff that they thought was going to be dangerous isn't going to be dangerous. All these lies that they were told for years are not the case. But it's dangerous. It's bad. Legalize it and get that medicine down to a price point. Well, the problem you're going to have is it's like when you look into the legislation. 9 times out of 10, as far as I know, every state, if you get on a medical marijuana program, you give up your Second Amendment right, because it's federally illegal to have a firearm and controlled substances. So, and that's something that Alex Jones has addressed, because he's a huge Second Amendment supporter, but he's also a huge marijuana supporter.
Controlled substance, meaning Ultram, Vicodin, Oxycontin, normal drugs that's controlled. You can't have those on a firearm. You have to give yours up. I have Tramadol. That's a controlled substance.
Well, I'm understanding it's federally illegal substance from what I read. It's not like, because I ask about my pain meds, and no, it's only like if you have like marijuana or cocaine, something that's illegal.
Well, that's a bunch of shite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then, yeah. I mean, it's a double standard.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a story about in Indianapolis about like somebody that got delivered like 10 pounds of pot or something, a bunch of it, to the wrong address. I'm like, why not me? Why not my address? Why not? You wonder how much that happens with people that smoke.
You never hear about it.
You never hear about it, of course. Not like, guess what?
Unless they came in the money.
Box 59. Yeah, just what, man? I'm a pot smoker, man. I got mailed a bunch of pot accidentally, and woohoo! No, you're not going to say a damn word. You're going to keep your mouth shut. But I don't know how legit these are. I found websites where they guarantee you they can ship you cocaine, anything you want.
Huh.
But I'm like, how do you know it's not cops just trying to, okay, send this money and then we'll arrest you when the stuff comes. Hi, buddy. But. Oh, that's the cat is in the studio, folks. Opened up the studio door and in comes the cat. Hey. But anyways, folks, you know, this is the problem we have. You have Maxine Waters coming out saying that we need to harass and we need to go after and we need to intimidate and all this stuff. Trump supporters and all this. And there was one that they were, I forget what that one representative's name, that they were like taunting her and they said, well, we got security, we'll take out the back. She goes, bull crap, no one's going to intimidate me. I'm going out the same door I came in. You know, you ain't going to intimidate me. Bring it. I'm an American and I support America. If you don't, that's the problem we have in this country. We have these Mexicans waving Mexican flags and they're like pissed off that, oh, I'm going to be deported back to the country that I'm waving the flag of.
Did you notice the liberal response and the Republican response? Liberal response sues and takes it to the Supreme Court when they don't get a cake made or they don't get their way. Sarah Sanders politely turned around and left. Didn't cause a big stink.
She didn't sit there and say, okay, I'm suing you because I can't eat here. No, you have the right, you can sit there and say, okay, hey, this restaurant right here doesn't want Trump people in it. So do not patronize it if you're a Trump supporter. Go stay as far away from that place as possible. You should have the right to refuse service to anyone you want to. No, the problem is oh, this restaurant, this guy came in, he was a Muslim, and they tried to ban him. If a Muslim one, you know, your dollar is just as, your American dollar is just as good as his American dollar, as long as it's real and not counterfeit. We didn't sit there and patron, we didn't sit there. I mean, the only time you heard about that under Obama was when a guy had a business, and because of Obama's policies, he had to let people go. And because he had to let people go, he selected people who voted for Obama because that's the reason why he had to let them go. And he's like, I can't let someone who didn't want Obama as president, I can't let them go when they didn't want these policies. But you have these people that are waving a Mexican flag in this country. They're not waving the American flag. They're not like, proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. No, they're not. They're waving the Mexican flag. Viva la Mexico! And then they're like, oh, I'm separated from my parents. They're going to deport me to Mexico. Well, then I could stand with you if you were waving the American flag and you're like, you know, I come to this country legally. I do everything legally. I have all my paperwork. I stand in line. And now they want to deport me. Now they want to do this stuff. What did I do wrong? I follow all the rules. I'm not border jumper. No, they're Mexicans that are waving not the flag of freedom, the U.S. flag, the Mexican flag. You notice how all those Hispanics that were sitting there dogging Trump and going F Trump and F Trump, you notice how they all had Mexican flags, not American flags? But what difference does it make? You know, it's not like, oh, we're the bigots because they want to support their country, not our country. They want to, you know, I don't understand, man. I don't get it. Because our ancestors came here and they were so, hallelujah, I'm an American. Hallelujah, I'm an American. I'm an American. Thank God. You know? And they came here. Because they wanted to be an American. They waved the American flag. And, okay, I want to wear the American flag however I can that's not offensive. No. Now these people want to come here, wave the flag of their nation, and bitch and piss them on because we don't follow the rules that they're used to in their country. I don't understand. The Partridge Family bus left, and I didn't get on because I don't understand where people that wave another nation's flag have priority over our own citizens. But you got to understand something. In 2014, Glenn Beck was at the border with soccer balls trying to do something to help these people, and the mainstream media mocked him because he raised millions of dollars to help these kids and to give them a better, to help them out. He was mocked, and now all of a sudden, they're down there, oh my God, we need to raise money. These poor children, they're being ripped. They're hugging their mom and dad, and then they're being ripped apart, and their arms and legs are being torn off as they're ripped from their parents. These greedy, evil Republicans are ripping them apart and taking them away. When this law has been going on, this was passed way before Trump was president. And what the Republicans are doing, they're sticking their ground. Most Republicans are pretty much not changing their tone. Maxine Waters, because people are losing faith in
she's bat crap crazy.
She is bat crap, but most people are sitting there saying, wait a minute here. You know, I think there are some liberals that are like waking up and saying, hey, this country is not that bad. I thought North Korea was going to be bombing us. It's not. You know, there's some things that are. So, I mean, there's some of them are. I mean, I have liberal friends that are like, screw Maxine Waters. So, I mean, remember, these Mexican kids at the border, it's not a partisan issue. It's not a left or right issue. It comes down to, oh, as soon as I cross this border, I'm legal if I'm born. A lot of it stems from partisan policy. And how do you deal with that? How do you move forward with that? How do you handle that? And what you find when you move forward with this is we got to do something. And Trump's like, okay, you can't separate these parents and their kids. We need to figure out some sensible laws that make sense for everyone, so it's not just a free-for-all, cross the border and you're a U.S. citizen, but you're not separating parents from kids. We got to have people crossing this border that are, thank God, I'm proud to be an American, not someone where it's like, okay, I'm Mexican, screw you. Well, I know you're a Mexican. Now, excuse me, asshole, I'm Puerto Rican. You piece of crap American, you can't tell the difference between Mexican and Puerto Rican. Don't ever call me. You offended me. I'm going to the Supreme Court because I'm suing you. But my point is, folks, we have so many people in this country. I'm proud. You should be proud of the country you're from. I have Russian ancestry. I have ancestry from the Netherlands, and I'm assuming Poland. Okay, I'm proud of my heritages and where they come from, but I'm not sitting here waving a Polish flag. No, I don't even own one, and I've always wanted to get one just to have for my heritage. But I'm an American, and I'm an American, and I wave the American flag. Me and my wife, huge American supporters, and I'll let you know this: go to Aldi's; they have a badass flag set for $6.99, and if you wait till around the 4th of July or after, you can get them sometimes half off. I think I got the flagpole set for like $3.
The ones I got out there, $2. Walmart.
Yeah, flag day. What is that? I don't even know when National Flag Day is, because we have a flag flying every day.
Last week.
Yeah, but we have one flying all the time. I mean,
yeah.
Common sense. I mean, I have it. I put the flag, when I brought it inside, I've just left it inside. I love it where it is, so I'm like, what the heck? But I want to thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. And just think about where you're from. Would you want people coming to your country as a refugee or as a citizen, as someone sneaking across the border like, okay, America, you know, waving the American flag like, I hate your president, America, America, America. No, if he was waving, if they were waving your nation's flag, and you're like, well, I disagree with his policies, but... then okay, then you can sit there and say, well, at least he's supporting the country that he's in. These people aren't even supporting the country they're in. I mean, they don't want the president, but hey, they don't want the country they're in either. I don't know if you heard about this one, but there's going to be new EU tariffs on Harley-Davidson motorcycles that will increase the price from 6% to 31%, up to like $2,200 per vehicle. Yeah, you heard me right, you know, since we can't have tariffs in America, you know, the EU can't have tariffs, so, you know, they're going to put a, it's going to take a big hit on Harley-Davidson, because who wants to pay an extra $2,000 for a Harley-Davidson? When I look at Harley-Davidson motorcycles, I'm just going down the road on one of those, on a bike in general, all I think about is, well, what happens if I have to put that thing on the side? There's nothing protecting my skin from the ground.
Right.
I've known people that have had from like their whole one side, like one big scar, one big, like, yeah, you talk about.
I've taken care of clients who have had serious brain injuries from going down.
Yeah.
Had two cousins die on.
Well, this is what Trump said. Surprised that Harley-Davidson, of all companies, will be the first to wave the white flag. I fought hard for them, and ultimately, they will not pay tariffs selling into the EU, which has hurt us badly on trade. Down $151 billion in taxes. Taxes, just a Harley excuse. Be patient. It's crazy. You know, I mean, I don't understand why there's things that we can't have that other countries can. I mean, you would think liberals would support tariffs because all these other countries have them that are what the, you know. Oh, I got to get into this because there's a novel out and it says The Missing President, and it has Bill Clinton at the top, but it's a James Patterson book, and I'm like,
Bill Clinton helped him write it.
I know, but I'm like, he's missing? Please tell me it's true. But it's just a book, and he goes, I gave him details only a real president would know. And I'm waiting for someone to read that book and say, hey, there's some classified information in there about how the presidency works. Not necessarily classified documents, but just like giving away, like, well, this is how, if I travel, this is what they have to do. And if I, you know, kind of, not like specifics to him, but specifics to presidencies in general. And when a president leaves, this is how they plan a trip, or this, you know, that could give it away and endanger someone. But I just laughed when I saw, like, the president's missing. Yay! When I saw James Patterson, I'm like, yeah, it's a novel, dang it. It's not fiction. But then, you know, that would be front page news. It wouldn't be a book. Got about 24 minutes left in the program. Folks, I want to thank you so much for tuning into the program. And I hope you feel a part of it, folks. And if you're ever lucky enough to get weed sent to you accidentally, lucky dog. Lucky dog, folks. Wow, wow, wow. What a day, folks. What a day. You know, and I've said this for a while, and I've always wondered, what would it take for liberals to sit there and say, hey, Trump, you're doing a great job. I don't intend to ever hold my breath on that one. Maybe someday. Maybe someday. But until now, we're just stuck with the same old Trump and the same old great America. But, you know, it's amazing how people like on the right can actually be very, and that's the difference between us. You know, I mean, if someone didn't want to serve me or something because I'm a Trump supporter like that, I'm like, well, thanks for telling me ahead of time because I would not eat there. I would have gone somewhere else. No, I'm glad because I wouldn't even, I don't know if I'd eat an establishment that would not support me. You know, I don't know if I needed a place that would be like that, but and they say under Trump's watch, national debt drops $21 trillion for the first time ever. It's interesting. But that's the problem in this world, you know. Stuff actually is going in the right direction. People don't want to hear it. People don't want to talk about it. People want to. That's one thing that, as a person that's just a basic. Hey, if I would have been like, damn, was I wrong about Obama? Holy cow, did this country turn around and go in the right direction? But it didn't. So I can't say that, you know.
I get to have fun and argue with my clients.
Yeah. I mean, we don't want this country going in the wrong direction. We don't want to have this country falling apart. We want this country doing great, no matter who's in president. It's not a party politics thing to have the country going in the right direction and have things going in the right way. But some people want it to be that way. They want it to be, well, we got to make Trump look bad no matter what the case, no matter what's going on, no matter what's happening. This is kind of interesting. This is kind of just off the wire, but a group of Good Samaritans came to the rescue of a group of people stranded on a boat burning off of the coast of Fort Lauderdale. You think with all that water, you would think you would try to take salt water or something and try to take buckets and put the fire out. I don't know. I'm not a salty dog. I mean, I've been on boats, but not enough to know what to do. This is hilarious. And this is another thing that's interesting. Jerry Seinfeld wants ABC to replace Roseanne in the Conners. I hate to see a comic lose a job. I never saw someone ruin their entire career with one push of a button, Seinfeld said. That was fresh. It's going to be interesting to see, because I guess Fox has supposedly picked it up, and if they're going to keep it going, and, you know, I don't know. I mean, just when you see all this crap going on in the left and no one cares about it, but, you know, Roseanne says something, and so, I mean, it just shows the double standard. I mean, now this makes me proud right here. Two Detroit Tigers stars and Cuban natives, Leones Martin and Jose Iglesias, were among a group of people who were sworn in as American citizens during pregame festivities hosted by the Tigers on Monday night. And you know what? They're all waving American flags, not waving Cuban flags. They're waving American flags because they're thanking God they're in America. They're praising America. They're thankful to be in America. Yeah, I used to watch the Tigers a lot, but since I don't live in that area, you have to get like the MLB extra innings, and that costs a crap ton of money, and then only games I can really see are when they take on the White Sox, but I have to watch the White Sox version because I can't stand Steve Stone. I love watching the Cubs back in the day for Harry Caray, because that's one of the few teams I could watch.
He didn't do anything.
Who, Harry Caray?
No, Steve Stone.
Oh, I'm sure you're his biggest fan.
Woohoo!
Yeah, my wife wishes that Steve Stone would come to Detroit because she lives for him. She has his bobblehead and everything, I'm telling you what.
Oh, okay. I don't even know who he is. I just like too many crafts.
Yeah, that's my wife, you know. And oh yeah, this is hilarious because, you know, the Supreme Court has upheld Trump's travel ban, okay? And of course you have like Chuck Schumer and all these people going, well, that's not gonna make America safe or anything. That's not gonna do anything. Oh, but but when Obama was president, you were all about travel bans. That's the one thing I like about President Trump, is because going back to 1980, he said the same thing he's saying today. He hasn't really changed his tone like Hillary Clinton does every 5 minutes just to get a vote. That's the problem. I mean, the president's travel ban doesn't make us safer.
When Obama did it,
the Supreme Court and the Supreme Court's ruling doesn't make it right. Oh, so where were you, Chuck Schumer, when it was passed under Barack Obama, a travel ban? Where were you saying, hey, this is not right, this is unconstitutional, how dare you have a travel ban? You weren't saying it, dumbass. I hate the fact that you can't get a liberal to keep one. I don't have to agree with Chuck Schumer. But if he kept his tone all the time, if he was against a travel ban under Barack Obama, then I could say, well, at least he's consistent with what he's saying. He's not just flipping his stance because he can't like Trump no matter what. Trump could give Schumer $1 billion and he'd still hate him.
Trump is the only president that gave his paycheck away. And they can't.
They've been four.
Why did Clinton ever do that?
Nope.
No, they left in debt. That's bull crap.
Yeah. Oh, we left the White House $50 million in debt. Okay. Well, you're not in debt now.
And that's a lie when they said that.
Yeah. Yeah. Even if that wasn't a lie, which it is, but even if it wasn't, they got $80 million. I'd love to ask like Chuck Schumer and say, yeah, so then why were you in support of travel bans under Barack Obama? Show me a tweet, show me a video, show me something that has you, when Obama was president, where you said that you were against his travel bans. Because you weren't. You know, none of these people were. That's why you can say what you want about Donald J. Trump, and he has not switched his tune since 1980s about what he's felt. About things he has said, but oh wow, where are we, folks? We got about 13 minutes left in the program, folks. I'm gonna thank you so much for tuning in. Yeah, boy, was I wrong. I thought France could probably do something against the Netherlands, and of course, as we move on to World Cup, because. And, you know, they drew level at nil. Peru beat Australia 2-0. Croatia beat Iceland 2-1. And Argentina finally won and beat Nigeria 2-1. As you look at to it, you know, Uruguay and Russia are going to leave the group stage. Spain and Portugal are out of the group stage. France and Denmark are out of the group stage. Croatia and Argentina are out of the group stage. Brazil and Switzerland, Mexico and Germany, and maybe Sweden. Sweden and Germany are tied, so we'll have to see how Sweden does tomorrow. England and Belgium are the group stage, and Japan and Senegal are the group stage. It's interesting. It's interesting how this World Cup is come and gone, folks. But, you know, as it's going on, you know, it's, I thought Poland would at least do something since they had an eighth place finish. I thought Iceland would do something more than they did. But for a lot of those countries, getting into the World Cup is a huge deal for them. So, you know, I think it's one of those things that, you know, it's nice to see Argentina at least win one game. Because I know with United fans, they're all talking about, well, look at what Milinkovic Savage and look at da-da-da, all this stuff. And, you know, all these, you know, look at one of the best players in the world, Lionel Messi, and look at what he's done in the World Cup. Not much compared to Ronaldo anyways. But, you know, it's to me, it's because someone goes, well, I thought he was so great. I'm like, yeah, well, when you have like five or six people that you're used to playing with, I mean, you have, it's different when you're in the Premier League or the Liga or the Bundesliga, you know, and you're used to playing with these group of players all the time. You know, with them, they're like family. You play with them, you sleep with them, you do all this stuff with them. You know, like if you're on, you know, you get hotel rooms if you're in a, if you're somewhere, whatever the case may be. But you sit there and wait a minute here. Now I got to play with my national squad that I don't play with that much. And, you know, and the coach is, has a different philosophy than what I'm used to with the Premier League or whatever the case may be. And, you know, so it's one of those things that when you look into a lot of the issues facing a squad, it's one of those things that you look into it and they go, wow, okay, well, that's cool. You know, right on. It's kind of interesting because on July 1st, Fellaini is going to actually make his decision whether he's staying at United or not. Well, that's bull. Why are we letting a player that sucks so bad, Mop? Why is Mop having control? Why did we not tell Mop to get out of here? The Mop should have went. We don't play that style of play. That long ball does not work at United. Look at Nostroy. Look at Roy Keane. Look at Andy Cole. They didn't play like that. They didn't play like that. Andy Cole didn't play like that. Ryan Giggs didn't play like that. Terry Sherrington didn't play like that. And I think we need, but I'm excited when we got Fred signed. I'm like, okay, I know Mourinho likes Brazilians. And that's point blank. Yeah, I think Brazilians. I think Brazilians are great in the Premier League. I like Brazilians, just me. But the fact that he took someone like Fred, I'm like, he's totally opposite of everybody that United, that Mourinho is about. I think maybe he's waking up to say, hey, we're not a club that we're a club is based on youth, and maybe I need.
No, I think you're wishing.
Well, why would he get Fred then? Fred is short. He's young. He's everything exact opposite, and he has actually come out. I've been told that.
Exactly.
Mourinho has actually commented that he wants Martial to stay. Well, he's not, Mourinho is not someone that likes to, he's usually 3 or 4 years max and he's gone. He's not a staying, but I've always kind of had this weird feeling in my gut that this is where he feels he's home. This is where he wants to be. This is where he's meant, this is the club that he was meant to be at and retire from, whether you like him or not. So I don't know whether, I mean, we only got one way to go. If we don't get a title next year, then we're going backwards. So, but I mean, do we get, I mean, we do need some people get going out and people coming in. And I kind of feel like, well, I mean, I've said this before, man. I mean, if Fellaini stays, I don't see us winning a title because you're only as strong as your weakest link. And I mean, how would he, if you got, let's say we got Gareth Bale and Fellaini stays. They're two totally different styles. Gareth Bale is about going down and creating chances. Fellaini's about the long ball that doesn't work in the Premier League. In the Turkish league or Chinese league, he could do. But I do kind of feel though that there is this notion. I mean, we got to get some deals. We got to get some concrete deals done. That well, he wants to come to United, but da da da. And then you find out, well, there's. You know, does the club want to get rid of him? Because there's a couple players that Mbappe I'd love to see at United. Neymar I'd love to see at United. Verratti I'd love to see at United. And there's Ronaldo possibilities. Who knows? I think if anything happens with Bale or Ronaldo, they're going to wait till after the World Cup to hopefully they have a massive, massive World Cup so that they can get him for a really high price. I'm like, oh, so if Lionel Messi wants to action, then why don't we put in a bid for Lionel Messi because he's tanked in the World Cup, so maybe we can get a great deal on him. He's one of the best players in the world, but because his World Cup was bad, shouldn't his price go down just like you want Ronaldo's to go up because he's having a phenomenal World Cup? Fair is fair. But then Mbappe would be going through. He's had a great World Cup. You know, Verratti, you know, I mean, it's just frustrating because I want to see the jerseys holding up. I'm just excited because since we got Fred and he's like 90% against everything Mourinho is used to having, you know, where's his 29-year-old 6'4" player that's got 2 years left if he's lucky, no injuries. So, it's just interesting, you know. Woke up. I can't wait. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the program, and I hope you feel a part of it, folks, and I really hope you do. And I want to move on to a kind of a funny subject because I just have to bring this up because my wife is bringing this up. She goes, there's two things. I don't know if this is good or bad, but, you know, my wife always told me that, like, if you put in the Grateful Dead or String Cheese incident, they do something to you. They make you happy in a way that I could never make you happy. But she goes, when I asked you, you went out with your mom and spent the day with your mom. What did you talk about? I can't remember what me and my mom talked about, but I can remember something going back to a 1994 tour. And I don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing. Because, like, what did you talk about to your mom? I don't know, but... Oh, this one time on tour, you know, this guy with the red shirt, he was tripping, and he was up on this, like, tower, and we tried to help him down because...
Do you remember when it rains and when... Yeah.
But that's... I don't know, those are... It's just... I mean, but I guess it's like, well... I don't know. I guess when it's not like... Not that my mom's not exciting, I'm not saying that.
Oh.
I'm not saying it's not exciting.
Oh, you may not take
But usually it's, you, but I guess it's when you're talking about like mundane things, like, you know, like, well, one of some, or someone she works with or worked with.
That you've like, heard 100 times before.
And you don't really like know the person. So you just kind of like, you don't, you can't relate. You know, I don't know, but it's just like, it's just kind of funny, but yeah. You want to say anything?
Yes. Tomorrow will be 3 years that we said I do.
Twice.
Yeah. I just want to say thank you for the best 3 years of my life, and I love you, and I would do it all over again.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, if you don't know the quick story, it's like, and I said I do the first time when it's supposed to be I will.
And the minister even told us to make sure we said I will, right?
Yep, I screwed it up. I said, and then she went along with it and said I do twice, so I'm all good. But I'm like, okay. So, and well, oh yeah, with the car, with an accident, and my dad's like, just go down the aisle. Let's get this going. Her dad and mom are not here. No. I'll be your dad too. What the hell? I'm like, no, you're not. I'm glad I have a wife, not a bridezilla. That's just like, oh, whatever happens, happens. But then she was crammed into a tiny room, and I'm there with my blue e-cigarette that I got from a race, and I'm like, okay, let's go. Well, okay, whatever. It was a good time, though. I had a blast. Hard to believe. Pretty soon we'll be saying, well, it's been 15 years. But remember, folks, with a firm alliance and the protected and divine providence, you mutually pledge each other sacred honor. Till this Thursday, good night, and God bless. Goodbye.